This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You want to get the most for your money. That's why more Mazda buyers choose Ramsey Mazda. Lease a new 2025 Mazda CX-5 all-wheel drive, just $229 a month, or buy and get 0.9% APR financing up to 36 months. Start shopping now at RamseyMazda.com. Choose wisely. Choose Ramsey Mazda.
Call 833-853-2970 for details. Excludes tax, title, and registration. Zero security deposit. VIN S0555242. MSRP 29990. Ends 3/31/25.
Guys, by now you've heard me talk about Collars & Co., makers of the dress collar polo. They've already sold over a million of these amazing shirts. Well, Collars & Co. just came out with the new Maverick Performance Blazer. This blazer is sharp and wrinkle-resistant, so you can travel anywhere with it. Just throw it in your bag and it will remain wrinkle-free. It even comes with security zip pockets, a sunglasses loop, and an optional pocket square. So visit collarsandco.com and use code TIKI for 20% off at Collars & Co.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. We're live from the Dallas Card Show in Allen, 777 Waters Creek. If you want to come on by, it is a shout out Friday from the 817. I'm officially off of child support. I have an extra $892 in my pocket right now. I want to tell you this. Shout out to you for actually paying the child support. I know a lot of people out there who... they decide that that's just not what they're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they don't have a part in that person's life and still decide that they're not going to financially support them. So good for you for getting things done. And from the 214, can I get a shout out from my husband? He's on his way to do some service work to speak to addicts who are on their way to recovery.
Nice.
That's some damn fine work getting done right there.
Yeah, that is nice. Congratulations on getting that work done. Hope everything can really help some people out today, too.
Now, in the meantime...
I just sugarcoated that for you, Kevin.
What?
No, I'm just joking. Somebody texted. They were giving me a hard time.
Ah,
for fun.
Okay.
It's
okay.
All in fun, guys.
It's all in fun.
Until I get ticked off.
Oh, no. Then that was me this morning.
Oh.
All right. Also, we've got giveaways going on. If you remember what I said yesterday, and you can tell it to Corey in a break, definitely don't shout it over the air, then we've got... jerseys, cards.
You shouted it over yesterday.
That's fair. I really did. I really screwed that up. I want to apologize to you, to Alec, and to the listening audience if I messed up your day whatsoever. But right now, yes, I was embarrassed. That's why I just put my head down instead of saying anything else. It's time for Forgiveness Friday, 877-881-1053. Have you done something? Do you need to ask for forgiveness? Did you say something that is not FCC compliant yesterday?
Because that was you.
You were having a meltdown about the best college basketball player in the country getting hurt. That's me. I would like to ask for forgiveness from all the listeners, from you, Corey, from you, Alec, for you, Carter, for you, Ruben, and everybody else who might have heard it, because that was, I don't know what I was doing.
Ruben, I will forgive him. Thumbs up. He says thumbs up as well. Alec, do you forgive him?
I think I'm going to forgive him after we kind of revisit it at 1:30 today.
Masterpiece of the Week coming up at 1:30 every single Friday, where you can hear the ridiculous things that we say. And to dadgummit, Kevin.
What?
Here we are in front of people having to do Masterpiece of the Week again. It's always so awkward being out here.
This one is going to be really...
Every time we're at Buffalo Wild Wings, whenever that happens, I just put my head down and just go, oh my gosh, I'm so embarrassed.
I'm going to sell it if you play that clip, which I'm guessing you will, and look at Corey and be like, why did you say that? And see if anybody can buy that. From the 737, oh, this is hurtful. You might need forgiveness for sending this to me because it is factually accurate. Sucks rooting for Duke and seeing Cooper Flagg go down. At least A&M won. Oh, wait. We'll get to that. They made sure that Texas punched its ticket to March Madness yesterday.
But, did A&M get in?
Yes, A&M.
Oh, they were just helping out their SEC team.
A&M will get in.
They're trying to make sure that they got their SEC team in this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a historic number of SEC teams. From the 214, don't ask for forgiveness for that, Kevin. It was glorious. Oh, man. All right. So I know we talked about this story last week. We gave a brief update about it this morning. Lynchburg Commonwealth's attorney office tells TMZ that prosecutors are going to be charging Alayla Everett with assault for smashing the other competitor three times with a baton. Now, if you recall, there was this amazing interview with her where she's like, why don't people feel bad for me that this accident happened?
Yeah, the baton got caught in her hair or her shirt or something. She was just trying to get the baton out of it.
And then hitting her in the head again.
She was trying to pull the baton away, Kevin.
Gotcha.
So I watched that a couple of different times to try and figure out what she was saying. And I was like, all right, I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt on this.
What did you think after you watched the video?
Her definition of the story or recollection of the story was different than everybody else's.
And different from the video that you just watched?
Yeah, I was like, hold on. Like, it looks pretty clear. I mean, it does look pretty clear to me. I don't know what was going on in her mind at the time whenever that happened, though. But
and it's tough because the very first time she hit her, it looks like she rears back with her arm to hit her when it's not caught in anybody's hair or anything like that. Anyway, she's being charged with one count of assault and battery at the track meet, which I'm sure the judge sees assault and battery cases all the time. At the track meet? Don't know about that.
Yeah, I was going to say, how often do you think that happens? That something like that. I mean, I feel like basketball games, we see fights break out.
Can
Football
I tell
games,
you?
We've seen it happen.
This is at a youth basketball game, and I don't appreciate that I was, oh, let's go.
Look at this.
Courtesy of the Dallas Card Show. They're
Thank
like,
you, Dallas
we've
Card
got
Show.
Another box of Leaf Vivid Baseball. By the way, just came out. Leaf is one of the sponsors out here. They've already been outstanding to us. But one of...
Thank you, Leaf.
One of the parents was yelling at another one of the parents without looking at them directly, and they were like a couple rows apart. But you know they were yelling at each other, and they were like, come on, ref, blow the whistle, blow the whistle. And he kept saying it. It was annoying, but like, you'll get over it. So this guy a couple rows back goes, why don't you shut up? And like, they're not looking at each other, but you know they're talking to each other. Second or two passes, the other guy goes, why don't you make me?
So then
the guy from behind starts stomping down the bleachers because we're in like the middle school gym or whatever. And so then the other guy goes down the bleachers, and then they like have a fight on the court where you have to start the fourth grade basketball game or stop the fourth grade basketball team. That's when you're out of control.
Oh, guess who just walked in, Kevin Hagelin? Our good friend
Bobby
Belt has made his way to the,
you
the,
ruined the morning
surrounding
show.
Areas. He did ruin the morning show, but we're happy to have him out here today.
Not yet. We're not in a break yet, but stay here.
And yes, if you would like to win.
Bobby Belt is here. Perhaps he can even jump on. We set aside an extra mic for Mike.
Just in case.
But Bobby works as well.
I would like to ask for some forgiveness from my kids. Adrian has a coworker who is no longer with them anymore.
But and she's alive, right?
They are having a funeral party for her.
Oh, no!
It's a little weird. I don't know. She's just leaving the company. She's leaving. So they're having a little funeral party this afternoon for her, and then she's going to have, and then, like, I think they're going to have some people at the house. I kicked all the kids out of the house. I pawned one off to my mom, one to my dad, the other one, I'm just like, just stay out. And so I'm free tonight, too. But I did get rid of all my kids for a night. So I do want to apologize to them. But they're all getting to do something fun with their grandparents.
Okay.
So I did a good job, I think.
Well, do they think it's going to be fun with their grandparents?
They do.
Okay, good.
I know the truth, though, is that I got rid of them. You know, like, in their mind, they're like, oh, dad's so nice to let me hang out with Peepaw.
Now, I really like that name. Does the University of Minnesota?
What do y'all call your grandparents? Because I always grew up with Meemaw and Peepaw,
so
and then Grandma and Grandpa.
My mom is grandma.
Okay.
Jess's parents are Annie and Pops.
Okay.
So, yes, we have a very established of, yeah.
Yeah, okay. And then we got Nina and Granddad is Adrian's
okay.
parents.
Okay, yeah. Everyone's got their own naming system. I understand that. Does the University of Minnesota baseball team deserve forgiveness?
I don't know. Tell me why.
They were playing Kansas. They gave up a home run.
Okay. That happens.
And then a second straight home run.
That has happened plenty of times.
And then a third straight home run.
All right, now you need to take the pitcher out.
Do they need forgiveness for that?
You definitely, back-to-back-to-back, you need forgiveness.
Here's the thing, Corey.
As long as there's no more.
Then they gave up a fourth straight home run.
What are we doing at this point? What's even happening? Okay.
Here's the thing, Corey.
Four runs? Was it only four runs at this point?
The ensuing ones were solo shots. The first one was not. But then here's the problem. Then they gave up a fifth straight home run.
Oh, my gosh.
And they... That was an NCAA record, as you might guess, hitting five straight home runs. But what happened was the University of Minnesota baseball team lost to Kansas 29-1.
Oh.
So which do you find more egregious? Losing a baseball game 29-1 or giving up, wait for it, back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back home runs?
I appreciate your question. They go hand-in-hand, Kevin.
That's
unfortunately,
fair.
They just go hand-in-hand that both of them are so egregious. However, wasn't this the Minnesota Vikings stadium that they played at, too? So, that's a cool thing that I wanted to throw into the mix.
Yes, they did. Yes, they did.
That's a little fun.
Maybe they reconfigured the walls to be really short, and that's why they were like, those are five pop-ups or fly-outs I could have gotten out of this.
Look at this. What are we doing, playing at the Polo Grounds here?
Yeah.
This is 800 feet to the center field.
So, this was the first time it's ever happened in the Big 12, setting all kinds of records. But if you're...
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
For the University of Minnesota, that has to unfortunately be a little embarrassing. A little embarrassing
indeed. I'm seeing Pawpaw and Mimi. I'm seeing Mammy and Dado. I like that.
Oh, I like Dado.
Yeah, Dado is a good granddaddy. 97 years young, still plays golf and gets his weekly haircut. Love it.
Oh, man.
See, he's playing golf at 97. Remember I said I didn't want to make it to that age?
Yeah.
But this dude's out there living life.
So if you still have your hair and can play golf at 97, you're in.
I feel like I'm doing okay at that point.
Yeah. I mean, that's a long time. I'm more impressed that person can still go get a haircut.
Yeah.
I couldn't, starting in my late 20s.
Rolling out of bed feels like tough enough for me. So that's the part. Mima and Peepaw. Peppa.
I like that.
Peepa. All right, I'll let you just figure it out.
Okay.
How do you spell Peepaw? Nobody knows.
Ooh, because do you feel like it should be P-E-P-A and not P-E-E-P-A? Because then it feels like he always leaves the door open in the bathroom. Peepaw.
I have it as P-E-E-P-A-W, so I even threw a paw in there.
All right. So. That makes sense to me.
All right.
Does Rich Rodriguez need to ask for forgiveness? Probably.
What is he up to?
Well, he's coaching West Virginia.
Still?
And,
or again?
Yeah, the second one.
Okay.
And he has banned his players, I tell you.
Mm.
No better way to connect with the young people than banning them from doing TikTok dancing.
That is ridiculous. You can't. Well, is it in the middle of practice? Because, dude, there was nothing worse than whenever you'd show up to a kid's baseball game and you just see every one of those kids out there flossing and you're just like, oh my gosh.
I'm sorry. Maybe
you should be paying attention to the sport.
Maybe I should have been more specific. It's not that they can't dance during practice. They cannot post videos of them dancing.
Agreed.
On TikTok.
You shouldn't be able
ever.
To. Ever.
Not just at practice.
Even at home?
Yes.
They're at a restaurant. They can't do a video. Why? What's the point of that? These kids could make some money doing that. Let them make some money.
Well,
let the kids play.
The coach said he accepts that the young people will be active. He did not say young people. I put that in there. That the young people will be active on the platform, but he thinks that the dancing undermines the, quote, hard edge that he wants the program to have. Corey, your thoughts?
Oh, so this is like, hey, never wear a pink shirt. All right, that's kind of what it feels like.
So weird.
We have a hard edge about us.
I saw him in TikTok. He can't block me.
I... I'm not against it.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not against it. Like, at first I was like, hey, man, let these kids make some money on the TikTok. Let them have some fun. But this actually makes a little bit of sense to me. I'm going to forgive him for this. This makes a little bit of sense. You, Kevin, you just said it. You watch that guy on TikTok and you're like, hey, I saw you in that stupid video you did yesterday.
So he actually followed up kind of addressing that exact scenario. He goes, they're going to be on TikTok. I'm not banning them from it. I'm just banning them from dancing on it. It's like, look, we try to have a hard edge or whatever, and you're in there in your tights dancing on TikTok. Ain't quite the image of our program that I want.
Yes.
Oh, man. So you're in on this,
I actually do not disagree with Coach Rich Rodriguez on this one, Kevin. This is a very rare occasion that I'm with him on this.
Okay. Now that you've made your decision, I'm going to read more of his quote.
Okay. All right.
Quote, I'm allowed to do that. I can have rules.
Oh, no.
20 years from now, if they want to be sitting in their pajamas in the basement eating Cheetos and watching TikTok or whatever the hell, they can go at it, smoke cannabis, whatever. Knock yourself out. I swear this is all true.
Smoke cannabis.
But I hope our focus could be on winning football games. How about let's win the football game and not worry about winning the TikTok? That is an exact quote.
Can you? So here's the thing. I know people, like, we got furious with Romo for going to Cabo.
Yes.
Everybody's furious with Micah for being on for having a podcast.
Yes.
Can you do more than one thing?
Yeah, if you're winning.
But you have to be the most successful.
And you just have to be winning. That's what I would. I would not let anybody know about anything else I enjoyed until we like won the Super Bowl. And I'll also be like, oh, man, I love to do podcasting. And then be like, okay, well, bring your ring, buddy.
Yeah.
You're good
okay.
to go.
All right. See, and that's. I was with him. I was with him a little bit there until that part.
Man, it felt like a really, really stereotypical set of shots right there.
Yeah. I mean, John Gray is a really interesting example, right? He has a lot of different interests.
He does.
And sometimes you do, like, just think of all the different things that he had. All right, you know what, Kevin? I'm sorry. I just saw the clock. We got to go.
Okay. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now we never get to say. Now we never get to find out what Corey was going to say. Coming up next, we will continue live from the Dallas Card Show in Allen, and I believe it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, plus reporters are just like you and me, next on The Fan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at the Dallas Card Show. We have started giving things away, which makes me sad because that means everybody remembers
what you said yesterday.
I guess the phrase that pays off to win some of these things. Oh, no. Does that mean you know the phrase, too? Okay. No. Somebody was laughing right in front. I was like, oh, no.
I'll let him know.
It is embarrassing. But speaking of embarrassing, we brought in Bobby Bell to
Why did you
help
say
us
it that way?
Because he's trying to cause conflict between me and Alec in the break.
Oh, makes sense.
No. That is not what happened. I had said something snarky to Alec, and you were correcting me, and I then just was circling back telling you, hey, I was only saying something snarky because he said something snarky to me as soon as I put the headset on.
So you think he started it?
I mean, I know with certainty he started it.
Okay.
Like those redheads are known to do.
Wow.
That's valid.
All right.
Well, right now, we're going to let a redhead take over because it's time for this.
What does this button do?
Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford. We got the question of the day coming your way in just a second. 877-881-1053. And reporters are just like you and me. They're fed up with these players. We'll get to that.
Sorry, Alec. I was just going to say, by the way, we got another Leaf Vivid baseball box dropped off courtesy of the Dallas Card Show. Do you think, Alec, even though you guys just had a spat, that Bobby should be allowed to open this box?
Yeah, I think he might have the magic touch there. I'm hopefully going to make my way out there on Sunday, I believe, aiming for. I've never been to the Dallas Card Show. I'm excited to go for the first time. I've heard lots about it. I'm watching lots about it. Sad I can't be there today, but we will try to make that happen this Sunday. I think me and our guy, James Tritely, are going to go and try to find some wrestling cards.
Is that the same James Tritely that was definitely listening when I said that one weird thing?
Yep.
Yes. Yeah, that was fine. I can't exactly say what what he texted me, but he definitely heard the,
me too.
The uncensored. Jeez.
Yeah,
maybe. Who knows?
But, sorry about that, gang.
Yeah, we do have a very tight bond up here at the fan, I guess. Sounds like it. The question of the day today is actually going to be based on a real life alert, if you will. I have a group chat with some of my high school friends, and one of them, Jackson, he is a teacher / middle school basketball coach out in Lubbock, and he sent us a video of him, like, I guess before class, and he said, practice just ended, guys, and my kids were telling me that I can't dunk. I decided to show them up, and I dunked, but I think I might have tore my ACL in the process.
Oh, no.
So, based on my buddy Jackson's, just bold stupidity, I'm going to ask you guys in the Tolos out there, Twitch and YouTube, want to hear from you as well. What's the dumbest thing you've done to try to impress someone or a group of people? 877-881-1053. Because everybody's done something that they know probably shouldn't have done or they probably can't do to try to impress someone, whether it's a friend, whether it's a significant other, whatever it might be, or to pay off a bet, who knows? Somebody, you've done something out there. We know.
I cooked dinner for a lady friend one time.
You're a wild man.
And no, it wasn't that, but perhaps like I had had one of the items for too long. And she was like, oh, this is really good. I think this has gone bad. And I tasted it. I don't know what I thought was going to happen. I'd be like, no, your taste buds are weird. Because I have like the most generic taste buds in the world. And indeed they had. And so I feel like I'd really failed in that. And she's like, oh, the steak was so good though. And I was like, yeah.
What was it that went bad?
I'd rather not say.
The milk?
No, I'd rather not say.
You got to check the born-on date, dude.
Yes, it was a dairy product.
Sorry, man. That happens sometimes.
It does. Idiot.
You know what? My moment was against Mike Bassick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, was this the hitting competition?
The hitting competition. I claimed that I could hit 700 off of Mike Bassick, and we had whittled it down to he was only going to throw fastballs. He had said that. He was like, I'm only going to throw fastballs. But I'd gotten three hits off of him, and he was like, that's enough. And yeah. He was like, I don't want to get embarrassed in front of everybody with Corey winning this competition. So he threw a curveball. I'm expecting fastball, and I take a big whack at it. My back went out. Like, my disc slipped right out, and for months I was in serious pain. That being said, still one of the coolest things I've ever gotten to do was be on the Rough Riders field in front of 8,000 people with Dirk Nowitzki watching and hitting against Mike Bassick while all those got to go hang out in the dugout, got to go into the clubhouse, and Michael Young walked by and hung out. Pudge touched my leg. It was so many cool things happening at one time.
Pudge touch. It's a good one. Mine is not usually to impress somebody. Mine is just I get defiant when I get taunted.
Yes,
so,
yes,
like, the most recent one I can think of is when we were in Oxnard last summer. And I had gotten, five shots of Jack for the group that was there. And Broadus just started taunting me for no reason. Of just like, oh, of course you're doing this. You're a softie. You're doing this. And I don't know why he started in on that other than just he wanted to see me. And I said, okay, fine. And I put the plate down and I just did all five shots of Jack in a row 5 hours before we needed to be on the air.
Goodness.
And you know, the thing about that is every one of us knows that we can set Bobby off at any point and send him into that thing, that situation. So we do try it sometimes.
Yeah, you guys, like, I mean, you're essentially playing God with my life because you're just like,
wow.
do we want him to die right now?
Mm-hmm.
We can taunt him into doing that.
Yeah, he said he wanted to see his mom.
Yeah, I'm a weak man. God, jeez.
Oh, man.
I never get to do those
jokes. I know,
jokes.
It's a good one. It's a good one. I liked it. It was a good one.
So last Friday,
Corey.
Corey was dunking on me about my dad being dead. And now this week, he's dunking on Bobby. My God.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, and look, it all ties back together because Alec was talking about dunking and then tearing your ACL. So
there you go. That being said, hold on. I do have a question about this. If you go up and do that, and you dunk, and then you think you tore your ACL, you don't show your kids, you don't show the team that you're hurt, though.
Isn't the ACL tear supposed to be, I've never done it, clearly, Isn't the ACL tear supposed to hurt when it tears? But you can actually like usually get right up and operate.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. It's more about the like it hurts initially and the fear of what it means. Like most people are afraid. Oh crap! I felt it pop. I felt it rip. What can I do? More than the actual pain of it. Oh no! There's a guy running around with some
Hold one of those
jerseys, Kevin.
What
that doesn't
the
feel
hell
good right
is
now.
This?
Oh my gosh!
Look at that!
Look at this!
Get
is
the
awful.
Crap out of here!
Oh my gosh! Mm. There, somebody's selling them for $40 here at the card show.
Okay, y'all have a lot. Actually, y'all do have. I know that booth. Y'all have a lot of great jerseys. I don't want that one.
I don't either. I don't either.
It makes me sad.
After seeing 77 on that purple jersey, I'm kind of glad I'm not there today. That just gave me like a wave of depression.
I will say that booth, though, that has the $40 jerseys, there's a ton of great stuff there. My son has bought multiple jerseys from there. I just don't want that one.
From the 214, my kids were having field day at school, and my daughter said she could beat me in a tug of war, and I did beat her. I lost my pants and broke my toe. So he lost his pants and broke his toe.
Is it so different?
Is it worse, the physical pain or the embarrassment of my pants went away?
Yes. Just both. I think both suck because it's like, wait, what happened to my pants? And oh crap, this hurts.
Yeah,
I think that hits you at the same time, and you're like, oh, this just altogether sucks. Huh. Okay, interesting. I don't know if we're going to top that one. Keep those coming in, 877-881-1053. Something that you did to impress someone, and it did not end well for you. I saw someone say that they tried to jump into the big bowl at the Allen skate park, and they ruptured their Achilles tendon in the process.
Okay, and that sucks, and it's painful. But the good news is, if you've ever been to a skate park, especially with teenagers, every person always misses every move they ever
none
tried.
None of them are any good.
I don't need you to spin your board four times in a kickflip if you can't do it one time.
Yeah, Tony Hawk's not out there, all right? He's not at Eisenberg. Is it still?
I don't know, but that was the worst. Like, if you could land one trick at Eisenberg, I thought they should have elected you president of that skate park.
You know, anybody who's ever ruptured their Achilles that I know, and it wasn't like an athlete, it's always torn in a really stupid way.
Yes, it is.
It feels like a really difficult one to tear if you're not an athlete.
Adrian's brother tore hers running the grocery cart into the back of her leg. You know how that the bottom part of it kind of hands out a little bit? He ran it right into the back of her ankle, and it ripped open her Achilles.
Jeez.
From the 817, I tore my labrum in a baseball game, so that might be one of our female fans. And still pitched another two innings afterwards. Is that not? Am I thinking of something different?
Yeah, I think you're thinking of something different.
Okay.
You're talking about the uvula is what you're talking about in the back of your throat.
Mm-hmm. Back
what
to you,
is going
Alec.
Because
he tore his they tore their labrum. Mm-hmm. I didn't know men had them.
How do you tear that?
It's part of your shoulder.
Yeah. Does it tear up?
Your shoulder? Yes. I have been grossly misinformed. In my health and biology classes.
Biology lessons on AM on the FM. Answering the question of the day, we continue with the 817. I love this detailed story. Christmas Day, got the kid an electric scooter. Had been drinking a bit by the time we got outside to try it out that afternoon. Yep. I got on it for the first time, and the kid tried to race me on foot. I got going too fast, panicked, forgot how to stop, and jumped off. My momentum took me running faster than I could run, and I ended up face planting and bouncing down the street three times. Christmas dinner looked like I had been in a car wreck.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's
By the way,
great.
Thank you to everyone who was caught on at the joke that I was trying to make. But also, somebody texted in and said that they fell in love with a girl they met here at the card show.
Today?
I don't know about today. But also that Corey has become ruthless as of late. Is it possible that Mike was keeping friendly Corey in the mix?
That's what you were talking about.
Yes, Bobby. Oh,
that's
Bobby.
That's where
no.
General Gaddafi was the leader for a long time, right?
Libya. No.
Oh, Libya.
That's Libya. God.
Yeah,
maybe
it was Mike. Close. And I felt like I needed to be nice because Mike was around, and so now I'm like, hey, I can be a little more edgy.
Let me ask both you guys this: if they'll give you one of those Lakers Lucas jerseys, will you put it on?
Nope.
Bobby will.
No, because I don't think that one would fit me.
Okay.
That's but otherwise, the only reason. If it would fit, I would.
I would take it off and leave it off. And what I'm going to run here for you.
Although Luca's jersey doesn't fit him either.
Okay, all relax.
Unless he wears the Spanx shirt.
Doesn't the NBA have a deal with Skims? I'm sure they can work something out with that.
Man, you guys are all freaking salty today.
I'm going to play this sound from Adam Schefter. I don't like the guy, but this is relatable. Aaron Rodgers still hasn't decided who he's going to sign with, which I think any team that signs him is a losing team. Anyways, it's a conversation for a different time. Adam Schefter, he's just like us. Make up your mind, Aaron Rodgers. This is just dumb.
To me, this shouldn't be that hard, right? Like, the Steelers want you. The Giants want you. We're seeing players across the league make decisions. It shouldn't be that hard. Either you want to play or you don't. You want to play Pittsburgh or you don't. You want to play in New York or you don't. Like, Chewy, what are you going to have for lunch? You're going to make a decision, you're going to drag it out for 4 days, 5 days, a week. Like, it's not that hard. Make the decision and live with it.
Like, seriously, at this age, you're going to get paid a lot of money to be a below average quarterback at this point in your career. Just make a decision. Do you want to throw passes to Malik Nabers and be allowed to audible out of plays? Or do you want to go to a place like Pittsburgh where you can throw to George Pickens and DK Metcalf, and whoever doesn't get the ball is going to swing on the other player, and then you're not allowed to audible out of any of your plays because Arthur Smith is a madman. Like, it
feels you have like two you're options. Going Team Giants right there.
You have two. Yeah, because I would love to play against him twice a season at this point in his career.
If
so
you have a pass rush, yeah, you do.
But hey, Adam Schefter is just like us. All the reporters are like, man, just make up your mind. We want to get the headline out there and be done with it.
I don't know that he's just like us because he picks and chooses who he's salty about based on do they talk to him or not.
Oh, yeah.
And Aaron Rodgers is one who doesn't.
That is true.
His ego is crazy, and that's why I don't like him, but he's relatable in this instance.
For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Bobby, you failed in your mission to open that box of cards.
I didn't know I was supposed to open it. Well, I thought you were wanting me to like do it in a moment.
We got a clock, all right?
Okay.
So here's what I'd like to request. Can you stay for one more segment?
I don't think I can. I got to run.
It's all right. I'll open it.
I know.
I got it.
Nice.
Can I just rip it open right now?
Because we got to go. Coming up next.
I'm doing it.
It's time for Gridiron Gravy. What is the thing that sells you most about a coach or a boss? Next right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through The Fan. We're live at the Dallas Card Show in Allen. And we could potentially have Earl Campbell in just a few minutes. He's driving up on his way to the Dallas Card Show. He'll be one of the autograph guests, as well as Adrian Beltre, Adrian Peterson, Rocket Ismail. The list goes on and on. It's going to be a stacked show this weekend of autograph guests, but the doors are open here. If you want to be a VIP, get rocking. The biggest card show in the country. And Dallas Card Show and Leaf have generously donated some product and cards for us to give away as well.
Kevin, every time I've shown up to this, it seems to get bigger.
Oh, for sure.
And these two rooms in front of us right here, I think we're always like extra rooms for work. It looks like they've had
there's
to create
no room
new
for
space.
That anymore. Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like this thing just continues to expand even more, and we see more and more people showing up looking for beautiful cards.
That is absolutely true. Or that one person said they fell in love with a beautiful woman at the card show.
That's true.
Right now, it's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy. Jump to the story I know you care about the most. Bailey Zappe is coming back to the Chiefs on a one-year deal.
So they have...
I'm just kidding. I have other stories, but yes.
They have Gardner Minshew, Bailey Zappe, and who's their other quarterback?
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, Patrick Mahomes. Well, good for them to be collecting quarterbacks to play behind Patrick Mahomes.
It's like the way we're collecting running backs with the Cowboys.
I do believe that for two games, three games, Gardner Minshew is a fantastic option. Bailey Zappe is a good option. Gardner Minshew is really good for a couple games. He always seems to be that guy, though, that kind of wants to step in there and be like, hey, I could start over Patrick Mahomes, though. You just give me a shot, guys.
Man, if there is anybody who had the confidence in the football world to say, I could step in and start, that's the guy.
Yeah,
like,
it is him.
For the record, I'm not saying he could.
Yeah.
Just if anybody had that level of confidence, that's the guy. All right, the Commanders re-sign Noah Igbinoghene, and the Cowboys re-sign Israel Mukwamu. Probably more noteworthy on the second one. Do you care about that? for depth perspective or anything that we've kind of been talking about with all the Cowboys moves the last 4 days?
Israel Mukwamu is the kind of guy who can play lots of different positions. He's a long defender. His problem is, because of the people that have been in front of him, he hasn't gotten a lot of playing time, a lot of experience. But I do like him when he's out on the field. And I don't love, like, hey, go play nickel cornerback and try and cover the shifty little guys. I don't love that for him. But I think he's very serviceable at what he does. I like having him back for the depth there and for what he does in special teams, too.
Now, the Saints are going to make a run at Cooper Kupp. Big deal. I bet a lot of teams are making a run at Cooper Kupp. What I care about more is the fact that the NFL gave another comp pick to the Saints and took one away from the Dolphins because they said they've made a mistake in awarding the Dolphins a seventh-round compensatory pick for losing Cedric Wilson, and instead it should have gone to the Saints.
Oh, man, that's interesting. When that happens, it's kind of like a bank error, isn't it? If you get out of the country before it's they find out,
hold on.
You don't
hold
have to
on.
Get the money back.
I actually am really intrigued and want to talk about this for just a second. What is the bank error? What's the amount where you have to be like, hey, oh, actually right now we have just college Hall of Famer, NFL Hall of Famer, Texas Hall of Famer. If there's a sports Hall of Fame, he's probably in it. It is the great Earl Campbell. Good afternoon, sir.
How are you doing?
We're doing great. Now, you guys are driving up on your way to the Dallas Card Show right now. I'm really curious. I know you get to do this a lot. How do you like doing signings and interacting with fans?
Well, you know, it was part of all that went on in my life back then, and it's going on in my life now. So I think it's an honor to have them come out and get autographed and take pictures and all that. I think it's an honor, too.
Now, we talked about Texas Longhorns Hall of Fame, Houston Sports Hall of Fame, Pro Football Hall of Fame, College Football Hall of Fame. Is there a Hall of Fame that exists that you're not in that you think you probably should be in?
Well, those are people that thought I should be in those Hall of Fames, or I wouldn't have been there. But I played with some great coaches that coached me. I played with some great guys. So they are sharing in that Hall of Fame stuff, too. I imagine they're going around and say, hey, I blocked for Earl Campbell. I did this. I was on a team with Earl. So it was all a team effort.
You know, when I was growing up, Earl, there were four books that I always got out of the library. It was Mickey Mantle, Willie Mays, Tony Dorsett, and Earl Campbell books. Like, that was all I read. My librarian would always be like, don't you want to read something else? And I'd say, no, I love these books. These are my favorite.
You know, that's something a lot of people don't realize. But me and Tony Dorsett is probably best friends. We was all together yesterday. Mm-hmm. Charles Haley, Mike Singletary, we was all down at the meeting at the Capitol yesterday in Austin because we got a program. We're trying to get past the girls. So it was an honor to see those guys as well.
That's awesome. Yeah, a couple of years ago, we did get to interview you and Tony Dorsett at the same time. It was the coolest moment for me. I was kind of curious, though, your style being as physical as it was, my dad would always say he looked for contact. I don't know if that was true. But do you see anybody that, like, does Derrick Henry kind of remind, like, he plays with that physical style? Is there anybody in the league that kind of has that mentality that you had?
Well, you know, Derrick Henry probably gets pretty close, but I wanted to be like the legendary Jim Brown. That's where I got that running style from. And, you know, I worked at it. God bless me. And she ran me right into the Hall of Fame again. So that's great.
I mean, like you said, it's clearly worked out very, very, very well for you. Now, photo ops tomorrow morning at 11:15 a.m., autographs at 11:30 a.m. I'm really excited that we had the chance to have you on. I appreciate you calling in on your way to the Dallas Card Show. Are there ever any pictures or specific autographs or jerseys that you like it when people have and you're like, oh, my God, I remember this picture?
I think so. You're always running out. I'm always running up on something I hadn't seen before that they may have at the card show. But Those people in Dallas have always been very supportive of Earl Campbell, even though I played for the other team. So, and Dorsett's one of my main partners, so it's an honor to be driving up to Dallas to do the car show. So fans, come on out. Somebody be there you want to autograph, whether it's myself or somebody else.
Thank you, sir, very, very much for jumping on with us. That was outstanding.
Hey, thank you very much. You guys have a blessed day.
For yeah, sure.
Dude.
There you go. Earl Campbell right here on 105.3 The Fan. Now, this is crazy. So, Corey, I don't know if I told you this, and I hope you approve of this. We had the opportunity to get him on in person, but we weren't sure if he was going to make it here before the show was over.
Gotcha.
They are literally driving up from Houston right now for the Dallas Card Show. And so we were like, I don't know if he's going to make it in time, like a traffic accident, whatever. You like, you've driven before. You understand the concept. I don't know why I explained that to you as if you've never operated a motor vehicle.
I drove here, Kevin.
Yes. So you are clearly familiar with how it goes. And so Earl Campbell is on his way up here right now. And he will be doing photo ops tomorrow at 11:15 a.m. at the Dallas Card Show. He'll be doing autographs at 11:30 a.m. at the Dallas Card Show in Allen at the Marriott. And one of the things that I love that he just said is people are always bringing stuff up to me that I've never seen
before.
That's
awesome. That is really cool. I really legitimately wish I had stolen that book from my elementary school so I could will you please sign this? Because that was, those four books, it was constant. I would get those. And whenever, again, Kevin, whenever we were in Arizona and we got a chance to talk to him and Tony Dorsett, I was on cloud nine. I was like, are you kidding me right now? This is my childhood. I love it.
And from the 903, I'm just tuning in. Are y'all at the show? Yes, we are broadcasting our show live. And Dallas Card Show provided us a box of Leaf Vivid baseball cards. And you look happy about the first one.
I got a 2 of 8 Ichiro Suzuki card.
Okay.
So that is a...
That'll work.
I got another... We do have... So we might have the whole Braden Montgomery set, Kevin.
Yes.
We're rocking here. 3 of 9. We got Eric Bitone again. We got his
another
card rocking here.
I like it.
That is a good one. We got Alfredo Senya. Who's looking nice.
Yeah.
Got a Yelber Diaz card that I'm rocking with here.
Oh, yes.
If you love him, I do too. Chase Petty. Got his card. That's a 2 of 4.
Is that the lowest one we've gotten?
All
so far?
Of them so far. Yeah, I think it is. I think we had a 3 earlier.
Okay. Okay.
But that is the 2 of 4. The Yelber is a 3 of 5. And then Josue De Paula, a 9 of 10 right there, a rookie card, I believe. No, that's just his autograph card. These are beautiful.
So we've been hitting on these Vivid baseball boxes. They just came out today, maybe yesterday. Got one from the Dallas Card Show. Got one from RJ Dukes and McKinney. Thank you guys very, very much. And then Corey from the 469. If the library I go to has one, I'll steal it.
Thank
for you.
I really appreciate it.
That's your answer?
What?
Thank you instead of I could probably purchase it.
Yes, if you steal it for me, I will purchase it from you. Is that what you're saying?
No, that is not what I'm saying at all.
It's just a book, Kevin. My favorite book.
And from the 469, I haven't seen Mike up here yet. I don't know if he has already set up his stuff, but I do know he is selling all of his Luka cards, and he will be at the Dallas Card Show as well. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, former Rangers hurler Kyle Gibson gives some great insight about Tommy John. Plus, I got all kinds of good news about the Rangers and maybe even more gridiron. Next, right here on The Fan.